In this bulletin, Israel offers to train Australian police. Sparklers in champagne bottles identified as a likely cause of the deadly Swiss fire. And in sport, Naomi Osaka suffers a straight set loss to Maria Sakkari. With all the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm T. Mitchell. The Israeli government has written to Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke offering to train senior Australian police officers in Israel to counter terrorism and anti-Semitism. In the letter, Israel's Diaspora Affairs Minister also rebukes the Albanese government over its perceived failure to identify what it calls radical Islam as the driving ideology behind the Bondi terror attack that killed 15 civilians. Australian security agencies have revealed the father and son gunmen were inspired by the Islamic State group, leading Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to describe the IS group as a perversion of Islam. Pressure is mounting on the government to establish a national royal commission into the attack, with Catholic Church leaders and the Business Council of Australia the latest bodies to join growing calls for a Commonwealth royal commission. Victoria Police are searching for a gunman after a fatal public shooting in the inner Melbourne suburb of Fitzroy. Police rushed to the intersection of Brunswick and King William Streets after hearing gunshots ring out just after midnight in the early hours of Saturday morning. They found a man with life-threatening injuries who was treated by paramedics but died at the scene. The shooter is believed to have fled the scene in a car. Police are urging anyone with information, CCTV or dashcam footage to contact Crime Stoppers. Most of those injured in a deadly fire at a Swiss ski resort on New Year's Eve remain in a critical condition, with hospitals across Europe preparing to help treat the wounded. Investigators believe sparklers held to the ceiling in champagne bottles sparked the blaze that killed 40 people and injured 119 at Le Consolation Bar in Crans-Montana. Authorities say it could take days to identify all of the victims. 24 of the injured are being medically evacuated to other European countries to ease pressure on Switzerland's overloaded burn treatment facilities. Lausanne University Hospital is treating 22 patients, and Dr. Oliver Pontent says all of them will face difficult recoveries.
Their lives will remain at risk throughout their hospitalization in intensive care, especially at the beginning of their stay. We expect long hospitalizations during which their lives will remain at risk.
Investigators are also considering whether cladding in the bar's roof met fire safety standards. The United States Federal Bureau of Investigation says it disrupted a New Year's Eve plot to attack civilians in North Carolina, arresting an 18-year-old who allegedly pledged loyalty to the Islamic State group. Christian Sturdivant has been charged with attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. North Carolina Attorney General Russ Ferguson says the teenager shared attack plans online with an undercover FBI employee.
He talked about where he was planning to do this attack, which was at a grocery store and a fast food restaurant in Mint Hill, places that we go every day and don't think that we may be harmed. He talked about what means he would use to kill innocent people. He said he was going to wear a Kevlar vest and attack people with knives and hammers. And of course, he talked about when he was going to carry out this attack.
He was arrested after a search of his home uncovered an alleged manifesto further detailing his plans, and he's due to face court next month. Chinese car manufacturer BYD has overtaken Tesla as the world's top electric vehicle maker. As global EV sales rose 28% in 2025, Tesla's sales slumped by 8.6% as it faces intense competition from cheaper brands alongside the expiry of US tax credits. Senior equity analyst at Wedbush Securities, Dan Ives, says consumers are also reacting against founder Elon Musk's former role as an advisor to US President Donald Trump.
The politics in terms of I'll call it the political experiment with Musk and Trump, that definitely had a negative impact, especially the first half of the year. Probably the biggest lingering impact is in Europe. Europe is where Tesla sales have really languished.
To sport now, and in tennis, four-time Grand Slam winner Naomi Osaka has suffered a straight sets loss to world number 52 Maria Sakkari at the United Cup in Perth. The world number 16 was seen coughing at times on her way to the 6-4, 6-2 loss on Friday night. Osaka struggled with her serve early, dishing out three double faults and three failed ball tosses as she lost her opening service game. She says she's struggled with sickness during preparation for the tournament.
I mean, like, I'm not operating at the percent that I want to be operating at, which kind of sucks because, like, I had a really good off season, so I thought I was going to do really well here.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm T. Mitchell.